In the show, here's your host, Roy Diefendorf.
Thank you for joining us on Three Dimensional Wealth, and I'm your host, Roy Diefendorf. And today, I have Ehab Saad with me, and we're going to be talking about the wonders of home education. And there's probably no one better qualified to talk about that than Ehab. And what I want to do for you, Ehab, is I want to go through some of your resume. It's probably one of the most extensive that there is, but when I look at your education, I always kid people. I say that I'm educated beyond my intelligence, and but I think you've got me topped. Let me just go through this. And Ehab graduated summa cum laude and Phi Beta Kappa in 3 years with a BA and a Bachelor of Engineering from Dartmouth. He also holds 3 master's degrees, Master in Engineering in Computer Systems and System Dynamics from Dartmouth, an MBA in Finance, International Business and Management of Organizations from Columbia, and a Master's of International Affairs in Economics and Political Development, International Banking and Financial Markets from Columbia. Well, that's an educational background that gets you set off for a career. And then he began his professional career, and he concentrated in a 20-year career as a technology strategist within the international finance arena. And he began as a portfolio analyst with Bridgewater Associates, where he analyzed fundamental economic trends and technical indicators to speculate in the futures market of Australia, England, Hong Kong, Japan, and the United States. Then he went on as a financial engineer, Mocada Metals, and there he monitored risk in the arbitrage trading of gold and silver bullion, futures, stocks and options in delivering derivative commodity hedging products in the worldwide mining and manufacturing industries. Went from there to become an assistant vice president with UBS and worked in trading, technology, and operations division in the design and analysis and implementation of policy, process, and systems innovation. Went from there to Booz Allen Hamilton's New York office, a great consulting firm, within the information technology, marketing intensive, and financial services industry. And there he advised global executive level clients in the assessment of systems, feasibility, and functional requirements, and in the development of product visions and computer prototypes for new strategic initiatives. Phew, having done all that, then he went on, and I believe this, Ehab, was your dad's firm originally. He was the Executive Vice President of Mathematics Program Associates, MPA, where he was responsible for research and development of computerized learning and scoring systems. And that's really the platform that helped him plateau into Great Pyramids, where he's at now. And Great Pyramids provides an interactive forum for e-education via the Internet, which offers the only one-stop online resource center and e-schooling systems for all of the educational and community needs of the rapidly growing homeschool market. So you've come through a great metamorphosis, and you've now reached, I guess, your plateau. But you've come into Great Eastern, and so I think it's going to be a great show to discuss what you're doing. And so, Ehab, I just want to say welcome, first of all.
Thank you so much, Roey. I have to excuse myself. I took a short nap while you were while you were reading that and put me to sleep. But thanks again for having me on the show. It's definitely my pleasure.
Well, it's interesting. Home education. Now, sometimes I call it, I guess, homeschooling, but home education. Maybe you can define the market and tell us about how it's growing. Is it growing? Those kind of things.
It's a really, really interesting market, and a lot of dynamics, as you see, are happening, very similar to the utilities of a few decades ago. Through the privatization and deregulation of the utilities, which has brought about a lot of competition in the industry, same thing is happening in education now. A lot of the public school system is not where it should be, and many, many parents are not getting the education for their children that they'd like. So there are many forms of reform happening in education. Mm-hmm. the one we're going to talk about, I guess, most on this show is the one called homeschooling. But others you've probably heard about are charter schools,
sure.
Some of the private schools that you send your children to, and the smaller schools. But homeschooling is a very small niche of the marketplace. Education's about a $500 billion industry, the second largest in the nation, healthcare being the first. Homeschooling is about $2 billion or so in spending for curriculum and other services. It tends to be populated by some right-wing, more on the Republican side, of the arena.
The red states.
The red states. The Bible Belt that are not very happy with the liberal educations in public schools. But there are also other cuts in the population having to do with socioeconomic, having to do with the curriculums being taught, and just really the quality of the curriculum. It by different statistical sources out there, it is growing substantially, very quickly. I'd like to say accelerating at 15% annually, which a population of 2 million or over 2 million says that there are roughly 300,000 or more new entrants or newbies, parents taking their children out of public schools and other forms of organized education and teaching them at home. It's definitely not right for everyone. It requires a certain dynamic between the parent and the child, and it's very effective for certain situations. What's interesting is in the past 10 years or so, when I've become sort of understanding of the market, it wasn't very, very popular back then, but it's becoming much, much more popular. And as time goes on, some of the entrants are now graduates of homeschooling. So you see the effectiveness, possibly, and some of the results of a homeschooled education. And they're out there. There's no argument that it's academically very, very effective. And what we'll talk about a little bit today is there are other aspects that make it very effective, not only from an academic point of view.
Yeah, I think it would be very difficult. I could just imagine me trying to homeschool my kids who are a lot smarter than I am. But I think it would just be a difficult situation unless you have the right tools to do it. And there have got to be some great needs of homeschooling or home education. Can you outline maybe just some of the highlights,
sure.
the largest needs out there now?
Sure, Ro. Just one obvious need that I'm sure everyone is very familiar with is curriculum.
Mm-hmm.
There's a ton of curriculum out there in the public domain for homeschooling. There is also a good bunch of curriculum. What we specialize in is really the top curriculums out there, about 7,500 or so that have been most effective with homeschoolers. But there are needs that really the media has not really touched upon, but so many needs. And again, Great Pyramid is not just a curriculum provider, but a service provider that addresses each of these needs. Some of them, I'll just mention a few. It's, well, how do you choose the right curriculum? With
mm-hmm.
with 7,500 products or 500 math products, for example, how on earth do you choose them? Well, we've devised a tool online that will help you do that. Another need, which is immediate, of course, is, as we've talked about, the homeschoolers are very fragmented. They tend to be in these regions, we call it the Bible Belt, but around the nation that are often rural, although the demographics are changing a little bit. How do they communicate? And, you know, you have three children at home, almost on an island. How does a parent communicate with another parent with regard to curriculum, with regard to deficiencies, with regard to anything the child may need? Well, I think we'll address that with our tool, and we'll talk about further about that. Reporting is another very effective form of delivery that we provide that is definitely a need out in the marketplace. These homeschoolers tend to have an office home office, very similar to probably my office, which is very, very scattered in papers. So reporting, we provide that as well. And last but not least, tracking. When you're running a home school, you're really running your own little organization. So we provide some tools that help you organize your tracking, your management of that organization.
You know, it's interesting, Ihab, though, when you were saying that, you know, most of these would be called a sort of red states or that would like this kind of curriculum and material. You know, my daughter Jenny is up at a specialist up in a charter school in Boston. And, you know, as I visited with you, I think many of the tools and the things that you provide could be very beneficial. And I would say they're not a red state up there. And, so I don't know if that expands your market or if that's the next phase. Obviously, if it's growing at 15% as it is, there's a ton of people that need what you're doing. But I would think that that might even expand beyond that.
Absolutely, Roey. When you did visit us in the office, we talked about how it could be packaged. You know, a homeschool probably needs a little bit different delivery in managing their small one-room schoolhouse, so to speak, than a private school, but we have a lot of plans to expand into the smaller private schools that can't quite get their technology in place, where we can provide them a package solution to manage all these needs that we've talked about.
Mm-hmm. Now let me just drop back in this introductory sort of first section. I want to go back and ask you how you got started in what I would call e-education. I mean, I read through in your executive summary. But that last phase with I think it was your dad who was involved, but tell us a little more. Fill in the gaps, if you would.
At the time, it was probably a decade ago, that this whole concept started, but, I was a consultant in New York and, watching my father's small company grow, and he had a curriculum. He was a math, professor, and he was in the Department of Ministry for a long time in Egypt. Mm-hmm. And Egypt sent them off to England to do a doctorate in mathematics. Egypt was currently leading the way, so to speak, in the Middle East in math education. He was an aspiring star, so they sent him out to England, where he developed a curriculum for self-induced learning. He brought it back to Egypt, and it found its ways into the curriculum and back into Europe. Upon invitation in 1970, he came over to Long Island University as a faculty member in math education, and at the same time tried to implement his curriculum into another self-teaching, this time a workbook series. It's each level is a semester of work, so it'd be two levels per grade. And a very different beast here in the States. There's something called adoption cycles, which are run by the states, and curriculum are then adopted into the public school systems. And he was successful in getting it implemented in a few schools, but he found his real home in the homeschooling market, which just gobbled up his work.
And then he introduced you to it. Well, we're going to talk more about that. We're going to take a short break, Ihab, but those who are listening in, stay tuned, because we'll have more of Three-Dimensional Wealth. Thank you.
Business information you need. From the stock market to starting and managing your business. Voice America Business at voiceamerica.com.
Financial planning can be confusing and complex, and unless you have a solid game plan, you could be taking unnecessary risks and missing out on tremendous opportunities. Let Diefendorf Capital Planning Associates take the mystery out of investing and help you build a solid financial foundation for years to come. Diefendorf Capital Planning revolves around the family, and through our financial service companies and three-dimensional wealth centers, we strive to deliver total wealth management, financially, personally, and socially. Learn more about what Diefendorf Capital Planning Associates can do for you. Visit the website at diefendorfcapital.com today. Integrity, full service, best in class, diefendorfcapital.com.
If suddenly you're numb or weak on one side, limb, or face,
it could be a stroke. Get help. Don't wait.
Maybe it's a loved one suddenly slurring their speech or dizzy.
Call 911 and get medical help quickly.
Blacks have a higher occurrence. Do you want to know more?
Call 1-888-4-STROKE or visit www.strokeassociation.org. Time lost is brain lost.
A public service message brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
What I Want to Be When I Grow Up by Johnny Mike.
Dad, it's John. I got the promotion. We'll call him John Jr.
You'll speak over 500 million words in your lifetime, but none of them will be as important as the words you use to tell your six-year-old he has cancer. CureSearch.org connects you to the most comprehensive research and advice on childhood cancer and to other families who know exactly what you're going through. CureSearch.org. You're not as alone as you feel. Brought to you by CureSearch and the Ad Council.
Why is Pepsi cooler than Coke? Why are iPods so popular? In 2005, how can you launch a successful brand? Want to know? Learn about the fascinating and intriguing world of graphic design and branding on Design Matters with Debbie Millman. Every Friday at 12 Pacific Standard Time, Debbie Millman will provide you with a provocative look into the stimulating world of design as it intersects with contemporary culture. Hear what the experts have to say about creating, maintaining, and launching a brand in today's challenging marketplace. Join us every Friday at 12 Pacific Standard Time for Design Matters with Debbie Millman, right here on the Bottom Line in Business Talk, Voice America Business.
The Bottom Line in Business Talk, Voice America Business.
Bringing you the keys to total wealth management, this is Three-Dimensional Wealth with Roe Diefendorf. Comments or questions? Visit www.diefendorfcapital.com or call 516-759-3900. Now back to the show. Here's Roe Diefendorf.
I'm here with Ihab Labatsad, and we're discussing discovering the wonders of home education this hour. And Ihab, we sort of had an introduction of, you know, who you are and what you're about, but part of, I think, the greatness of what you're doing at Great Pyramid is what I call the bench strength, the depth that you have of educators who are part of your team, the management team. So maybe what you can do is sort of elaborate on that, who's on that management team, what they do, and the value added they bring to the company. So I'll open it up to you. Thanks, Ihab.
Really, like most startups, the way we got a lot done over the past couple of years is outsourcing quite a bit of the pieces of the company, everything from operations to technology to even some of the content in terms of education. And only recently, as we're getting financial strength, are we bringing under one roof the critical mass to move off and evolve the company, both the bookstore and other stores that are going to be coming into play, as well as the passport system, which will service the homeschoolers. Mm-hmm. But a few pillars have been with the company for quite a while. One of them I do need to mention is Peter Rocco, who's been my best friend actually since first grade. He was one of the first people I met in this country when I came over from Cairo. He's involved in the company on an operations and systems and technology. He brings a wealth of knowledge from AT&T and Cable Wireless in England. He also spent some time in Tokyo and knows quite a bit of the international arena in terms of operations. And homeschooling is becoming not just a U.S.-based phenomenon, but throughout Europe, you'll see it quite a bit in the U.K., South Africa, Australia, because of the outback, and again, we talked about the rural aspect to it. Again, as building a company, you sort of reach anywhere you can for the talents required, and the closest reach were my two sisters as well. Iris and Irene have been instrumental in getting the company up and running. The educational advisors, one that's been along for the ride, obviously, is my father, Dr. Davenport Plummer, Harvard-educated PhD in education, has also been instrumental in getting the services for Passport, as we'll talk about a little bit later. And Mike Katz, the partner, the senior partner at Booz Allen, is our board member that has helped me along the way throughout this whole venture.
So you've got some real good talent. Now, the thing I looked at originally when I said, well, gee, I look at the resume and I look at all these people with PhDs and Harvard graduates and Harvard education. Is it necessary in e-education? I mean, you know, it's one thing if you have a professor and you're standing in front of a class and you're like, but then I looked at his consultants or anything else. You know, how do they tie in? Is it really necessary in this e-education field?
That's a great question because obviously we can deliver curriculum without the educational background that Dr. Plummer and my dad bring to the table.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not really what we're delivering. And if you really see through the plan here, Great Pyramid's bet is not so much on curriculum, although we have a great partner in homeschool curriculum that delivers it all day and makes lucrative business opportunity in it. Our bet, really, our risk and our reward, our return, will come from, we believe, a membership model where the services, the deficiencies of bringing your child out of the public school system or the private school system or any of the other brick-and-mortar establishments to pull them into the home, that's the play we have, is that we can deliver those services that you're deficient in from a membership standpoint. And when you're delivering membership, you've got to have the expertise and understanding really the tools that are required in the home and how it can be used effectively to manage the student's progress. So
now does that
sorry for the long-winded answer.
Does that tie into, because I've seen some of the material that said the Scribes program, it's a home education resource center. I mean, do these people tie into that, or maybe you can tell us something about this Scribes program?
The Scribes program is a notion. I guess the best way to look at it is, you know, my father had a publishing, we had a family publishing company really off the map. No one would have ever heard of us. And there's so many homeschool publishers that are so small, but have excellent curriculum.
Mm-hmm.
And the Scribes program is going to really reach out and get those curriculums to where parents can find them. Very similar to my father's curriculum, which is now one of the leading math curriculums in the homeschool market because of its self.
I think you're being modest. I think it's the number one. Isn't it?
Let's not go that far.
Okay.
Thank you for the vote of confidence. But really, that's what the Scribes program is about, is that they're reaching out to so many of the curriculums that you don't find in the traditional bookstores that are just so effective for home education and maybe even for private education in private schools.
Now, you've also talked to me about, you know, providing online instruction, real-time tutoring. I mean, how is that going to work for a homeschool model?
Well, why does curriculum stop at the hard copy, at the book or the textbook level, or even the workbook,
mm-hmm.
Or even the CD or the DVD? The vision for this company, with the right funding and sourcing, could deliver phenomenal content via the web. And now that technology's brought us broadband, and the pipelines are sufficient enough to carry pretty heavy media, the vision and the evolution of Great Pyramid will be to the point of a child sitting in front of a computer, not only managed by the Passport system in terms of data to manage the parents' communication with other parents, to pick curriculum, to do reporting, to do tracking, but eventually maybe online instruction and real-time tutoring. It's all a matter of capitalization.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's interesting. Obviously, you know that you're on the show Three Dimensional Wealth. But what we've done is we have created EHOP curriculum for professional financial advisors. And the curriculum goes beyond just, in fact, it's more than financial advice. Our curriculum ties in all of the psychology, counseling parts. And so with our PhD on staff, we developed a series of courses. And the way we deliver them is online, on demand. And so we have students throughout the country, in fact, can go worldwide, who simultaneously can be taking the same course, and their lectures, online lectures, delivered. And so we can have that. The tests are then taken and brought back and scored. And so what we're doing is we're being able to put this out, which actually will then provide professional designations that go beyond just the financial. And so we have our certified three-dimensional wealth practitioner designation. And in fact, beginning of this year, some of the financial organizations, like the Certified Financial Planner, now grants or accepts our courses for continuing education, and that we're going, I think, beyond what the traditional way of taking these classes are. So we're trying to stay out in front as well, and so I'll be interested to watch how your platform develops and how you get into real-time tutoring. But that's why I think it's education is a valuable resource. And, you know, my dad used to say the only replacement for education is ignorance. And so you need to go out there and be educated and continue because, you know, those that cease to learn cease to live. And so anyway, we're on our journey as well on e-education. Best way to get information, maybe before we take a break here from you. A website, what can you tell us, Ehab, how we might be able to look at what you're doing?
Although the website is evolving into a new form, the best way to go and just check out what we're all about, particularly the bookstore, which is fully functional, is www.greatpyramid.com.
Pyramid.com or Great Pyramid?
GreatPyramid.com.
GreatPyramid.com. Okay, thanks. I thought I missed that. And what will they see when they look at that, just to give them an idea of what's there?
Well, the bookstore, as I said, is fully functional. The bookstore will evolve into many other stores. We haven't really talked about the correlation of homeschoolers and homeschooling. We've talked a little bit about academics, but other successes they've had is athletics. They tend to be very focused in their athletics as youngsters, so they're finding ranks in the NCAA, particularly in the single sports, such as swimming and golf, and the young girl who's leading the women's golf pro golf was homeschooled. So there are other stores in line. One of them is athletics, crafts is another one.
Interesting.
And you can also get an idea of what Passport is like, which is currently evolving and.
We're going to talk about that after we get back from our break. So stay tuned. We're going to take a short break, and we'll be back with more of Three Dimensional Wealth.
More and more people are starting their day with informative, focused business talk. Top experts. Today's business issues. Voice America Business at voiceamerica.com.
As a financial planner, do your clients really read all that computer-generated boilerplate text in an analysis? The FPS Financial Planning Software is designed for you to show your clients a concise and easy-to-follow report of their financial needs. The FPS system guides your clients to clearly see any needs that they may have in the achieving of their goals. Clients are guided to a decision rather than just reading the analysis. For a free copy of the FPS system, call 1-800-245-1991. Once again, that's 1-800-245-1991.
Now, Mrs. Johnson, before we close on your mortgage loan, I want to make sure you remember Mike.
Hi, you can trust me. I'm African-American, just like you.
So, here's the low monthly payments and interest rates we promised, and here's where they triple.
The rest of this stuff is just here to make sure that we get your house when you can't pay us back.
What a lovely house.
Predatory lenders are never this easy to spot. Call us at 866-222-FAIR and protect yourself with the facts. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Fair Housing Alliance and the Ad Council.
Are you feeling slammed and suckered in today's stock market? If so, then you need to tune in to Profitable Investing with Jordan Kimmel. Every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific Time, Jordan Kimmel will train you in what you can do to beat up the big boys on Wall Street, as well as share his secrets to success so that you can buy and sell like a profit-pumping pro. Grab the bull market by the horns and listen to Profitable Investing with Jordan Kimmel every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific Time, right here on the Bottom Line in Business Talk, Voice America Business.
The Bottom Line in Business Talk, Voice America Business.
We now return to Three-Dimensional Wealth with Rory Diefendorf. Direct your questions and comments to www.diefendorfcapital.com. or call 516-759-3900. Now the host of Three-Dimensional Wealth, Roy Diefendorf.
Our show for today is entitled Discovering the Wonders of Home Education. And I'm here with Ihab Saad, and who is founder and president of Great Pyramid. And that is a firm that is designed to provide e-education to the homeschooling market. And this section, what I'd like you to do is maybe elaborate on Great Pyramid's, what I call their smart store. What makes them so smart?
Well, smart store is is our trademark for our store, not only because it has a depth of excellent educational products that we distribute through our homeschool wholesaler, but also because of the technology used, it's very, very easy to see this by how we search for product. You know, half the trick to education, Roey, is getting the right curriculum for your student. Mm-hmm. And that's not always the easiest avenue at all. And what we've designed
is... said earlier, if there's 7,500 different curriculums out there, how am I going to find the right one?
That's right. And
are the top 7,500.
Those are the top 75 in the market.
More than that.
Yeah, so we've designed our bookstore with a really easy-to-use smart engine, which really searches by publisher, by grade, and by subject area, where you can find the handful of product that's right for your student almost immediately. And that puts us pretty much half the battle, to put us in sort of the top of the marketplace.
So let me get this right. Now, I want to buy curriculum. Mm-hmm. So I log on to Amazon.com, and I'm looking for a book for homeschooling or curriculum or something else. What makes you different than someone who takes that traditional path?
I've had the advantage of getting to know Jeff Bezos, the founder of Amazon, who's mutual friends of good friends of mine. And so I sent him an email before this showing, and I don't want to offend in any way, but our store really is geared much more accurately to the homeschooler, or really to the home educator, or even the educator. Amazon is what's called a transaction based organization, meaning that you sort of have to know what you want. When you get there, they do a great job at understanding purchase behavior, consumer behavior, and letting you know what you've done in the past with them, and suggesting from all the data that they've purchased data, suggesting product. Great Pyramid is very different from Amazon in the respect that parents don't usually know what they want before they come to the site. So we have to make it as easy as possible to procure and to filter through all of the noise and get them the right product. And one step in that is the smart store. The smart store sort of weeds away a lot of the product that would appear to be good for your child, but not really the appropriate curriculum. And so the first step, really, Amazon also... one very important point is they're focused towards the universe of purchasers, and it's a much heavier challenge. They have an incredible challenge coming up with a good membership or service delivery that will suit basically the universe. we're very lucky at Great Pyramid. We are concentrating on a very small slice, a niche, if you will, with the population of the homeschoolers and education in particular, because it's much easier with an affinity in the group that there are many commonalities where we can design a membership tool. You know, another, I don't want to call it a criticism of Amazon, but Amazon's striving for a membership through this new program called the Prime Service, where you pay an upfront amount and free shipping for, I think it's $80, free shipping for the rest of the calendar year. It's very tough for a consumer to analyze their purchasing going forward for 12 months and find out if they're going to break even or lose money on the deal. So our bet, again, at Great Pyramid is that we can put a handful of very effective membership services for a small community, that is the homeschoolers, where membership becomes much more of a viable, feasible opportunity. So we are very different than Amazon. Amazon is a bookstore. We are more geared towards education.
Well, you went back and you said a phrase, I think you said student level, when you, people go on.
Yes.
In other words, Amazon's not going to tell them this is for student level. I mean, how
right.
does that work in your smart store at student level for ordering something?
I'm so glad you asked that, Roey.
I think that from what you said, this is what some of the uniqueness that you bring to these people.
Well, it really is. It's really only one aspect of something we'll go into deeper in a moment, I think, is
okay.
At a student level, really, if you think about it, weeds through so much of the product line that is inappropriate. For example, a second grader wouldn't be looking at a 12th grade curriculum. So that type of differential is difficult on an Amazon. They really search by author, by ISBN, and you'll see because Amazon is so lead in the marketplace that even our competitors, which we'll keep out of the discussion for now, have used Amazon's as the standard. Amazon search technology, Amazon's, where we've taken, again, a little bit of a risk and went counter to the standard. So when you come to our store, student level is one of the most important things that we should know from the parent in filtering through all of the product and getting you the product. But that's only one step. We're going to get into a discussion about Passport that...
We're going to do that after our next break, but yeah.
Where student level leads into many, many other questions that we can ask a parent. And again, parent is educator in this marketplace, so they tend to know quite a bit of the student's, let us call it parameters, and profile. So from that profile that we can ask the parent, we can filter further into the almost the exact right level, the right curriculum for that student.
What's your competitive advantage in the marketplace? I mean, what is it? Is it price? Is it delivery? Tell me.
Well, when you have partners, whether they're vertical or horizontal partners, their strengths and weaknesses become your strengths and weaknesses. We've been lucky enough to do a partnership deal, our first partnership deal with I would say the leading homeschool product distributor, and they are just phenomenal on price and delivery. So it's taken a whole infrastructure of fulfillment and let us concentrate on what we know. And we talked a little bit about the management team earlier, but
Is that a problem for fulfillment, let's say, with someone who goes on, orders material, and you know, they need it by next week because they want to start classes, and they say,
absolutely,
I'm not going to have it for 2 months or whatever?
Not with us. We will deliver in 2 to 3 on most occasions, and internationally within 5 to 7 business days. And that's taken a huge headache away from us and let us concentrate on what we know, which is technology and delivering educational tools to help you manage your daily, or that is a homeschooler's daily, daily schedule, daily to-do list, or daily tracking. And that's really our competitive advantage. So
What does that do to the pricing, though? In other words, if this is a better service, if I can deliver it in 2 to 5 days, and you're going to have it there, am I paying a premium?
Not at all. I mean, because we're delivering the service to the consumer, we're also able to deliver the lowest price and delivery through our partner, and that's what I was saying, that their competitive advantage becomes ours immediately through our partnership. And we've been blessed by the deal we did with the homeschool wholesaler because it makes our store so much, much better than our competitors because of time of delivery and because of price. We get a wholesale discount that we can pass a considerable amount to our consumer and concentrate on what we do best, which is technology delivery for the Passport system. Now, our book distributor is really one of our first ventures. We believe that because of other correlations out there that we can, for example, I mentioned the athletics, that many homeschoolers in the individual sports are excelling. And some of the NCAA records would, although, you know, we haven't confirmed this empirically, and I have a good friend who works in athletics in New York, but one of the ventures is to really understand this, and I think we can put together a very good second store in athletics, crafts, and others. So it would be a mall, so to speak, for the homeschool shopper, because their eyes are already looking at us.
Well, doesn't that mean? I would think another one would be, I mean, the people that getting tutored, you have young actors, actresses. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, they're on the set. They don't have time. They've got to do some
absolutely
study.
Right.
And I mean, these are smart kids. Mm-hmm. And the same thing with the athletes that are spending hours and hours and hours a day training to be, you know, either Olympic athletes and need that kind of you know, home education.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's, you know, Amazon took a bet on fulfillment and delivery, and we're taking an entirely different bet, which is service delivery and letting our partners fulfill product for us. So although we can get a consumer, a homeschooler, the best product for the best price at the quickest delivery, our real competitive advantage is servicing that product once it's in the hands of the homeschooler through our technology.
So now you got the best of both worlds.
We're hoping. Doing more than hoping.
Okay.
Investing in this dynamic transformation, I think, in the education
And how
market.
Has that been going? I mean, in terms of homeschoolers getting involved, you know, are there – I know you don't have, quote, members yet. Subscriber, not subscribers, but I guess it's members or membership that you'd like to move to. But just overall, I mean,
we actually do. Passport is in its more than I'd say it's in prototype stage. It's in its infancy testing stage, and we're basically just letting it use free of charge through 2006 September. And working with our current funding process to delivering a better product by that time.
Okay, well, hold that thought, because we're going to come back to it. We're going to talk more about your Passport software system on more of Three-Dimensional Wealth. Stay tuned.
Fresh, dynamic, and totally prepared for continuing business education. Business Talk Radio. Voice America Business at voiceamerica.com.
Financial planning can be confusing and complex, and unless you have a solid game plan, you could be taking unnecessary risks and missing out on tremendous opportunities. Let Diefendorf Capital Planning Associates take the mystery out of investing and help you build a solid financial foundation for years to come. Diefendorf Capital Planning revolves around the family, and through our financial service companies and three-dimensional wealth centers, we strive to deliver total wealth management, financially, personally, and socially. Learn more about what Diefendorf Capital Planning Associates can do for you. Visit the website at diefendorfcapital.com today. Integrity, full service, best in class, diefendorfcapital.com.
You hear business show after business show all geared towards improving a company's bottom line. But what about your bottom line? How come no one ever talks about that? Finally, a show dedicated to the worker, The Crow Show with Paul McLaughlin, The Work Wonk. Heard every Wednesday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, The Crow Show is aimed specifically at the worker and their environment. From work skills and technology to dealing with bosses and coworkers, The Crow Show will give you insight on how to survive and prosper in today's workplace. The Crow Show with Paul McLaughlin, The Work Wonk. Heard every Wednesday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, right here on the Bottom Line of Business Talk, BusinessAmericaRadio.com.
Technology is only as good as its execution. On CIO Talk Radio, host Sung Jogal will interview CIOs, CTOs, and other decision makers about their insights in dealing with technology. Learn directly from these subject matter experts on how to get the best returns out of your investment in IT. Know ahead of time what problems and challenges you face in executing IT strategies in the real world. If you are a technology manager, consultant, or advisor, you cannot afford to miss out on what today's technology thought leaders have to say about today's most urgent IT issues. Listen to CIO Talk Radio with Sung Jogal every Friday at 8 a.m. Pacific Time, right here on the Bottom Line in Business Talk, Voice America Business.
Keeping you a step ahead of the changing world of business, this is Voice America Business.
Bringing you the keys to total wealth management, this is Three-Dimensional Wealth with Roe Diefendorf. Comments or questions? Visit www.diefendorfcapital.com or call 516-759-3900. Now back to the show. Here's Roe Diefendorf.
Welcome back. And my guest for today is Ihab Saad, Ivy Lee educated. And who better to talk about education than Ihab? Thanks again. We're going to talk this last section about something that you're doing unique, and it's, you call it your passport software system. I guess it's parental administration of schooling system. So outline that for us, and then we'll try and get into it in depth.
Well, we were talking, Roe, a little bit earlier about what the needs of the homeschooling parent are. And one aspect is delivering the right curriculum. But Great Pyramids bet in the marketplace that it's much more broad than that. It's not only getting the right curriculum, but it's servicing. I like to use the word servicing, but it's really managing through a home education management system. The daily, the weekly, the monthly, the annually, my goodness, you know, for 12 years possibly, the process of education, because with the decision, whether it's social, religious, or otherwise, bringing your child out of a public school system and into the home is, I don't want to say a burden, but a responsibility that definitely can use a support system, and that's what Passport is. It's an amalgamation of the needs put into one strong technology facility that hopefully answers a lot of the
You know, it's interesting, as you were saying that, I'm thinking to myself, I always think of homeschooling as, you know, for the kids. Boy, this is I would need it. This is management for the parent, you know, to keep on track and know where you're going and know where your children are.
Absolutely. The next stage, and we talked about a little bit about online instruction and real-time tutoring, but first let's nail down the parent's responsibility, which is a large one when you take your child out.
Uh-huh.
And imagine the demographics say that there are three children to every homeschooled parent. You're running your own little business at home. So Passport is your management system in a good way to describe it.
Now, what are people doing without it now? I mean, are they just, they've got to try and to create their own system or create their own daily records, weekly, monthly, annual records? And
it's an incredible, incredible feat. I had the luxury of working with my father's company for a while, and that was just one curriculum company. And we used to get so many calls about a homeschooler, homeschooling parent that would, in essence, give a profile of their child on the phone, trying to figure out if it's the right curriculum. And if you can imagine, they're not just looking at your publishing company. They're looking at 5 to 10 to 20 to 30, and, you know, we talked about there are not only 7,500 products out there, but they're closer to 50,000 products. So the months of May through September, before they start the whole curriculum purchase, it's a ton of research on the parent's part. What we try to do is facilitate that for the parent through Passport. And one piece of that is a profiling system. Let's take away the profiling. Let's call it a placement system where we really need to understand each of your kids, your students, your children, and the number of the parameters are much more important than others. And this is an anonymous understanding, meaning that we don't know it's Johnny or Sue. Just give us a snapshot of the child. And some of the important parameters are, for example, student's age. That's an obvious one. But another important one is the reading level. If you are thinking of technology, can the child use a mouse? Can they use other facilities that have to do with computers? So it's really getting
an
understanding.
The kid is 7 years old and he's second
grade. No, the placement profile is pretty extensive. It's an understanding of the child, the environment they're going to be learning in, the delivery mechanism, and through this profile, we can very effectively search through a database technology the right products that would correspond to that learning style and that environment and that deficiencies. You know, there are some questions about deficiencies. So,
well, see, that's powerful. That's worth the price of admission right there.
It is, and that's, you know, that's getting back to how do we differ from a bookstore or an Amazon. That's half the battle right there. Amazon does not specialize in understanding each of the products to that depth. We limit our product line and understand each of the product line to the best products for your child. A second piece of Passport, which we hinted upon earlier, is an outreach program, meaning I guess that's a very sophisticated way of saying basically giving you a support mechanism. You're taking your child out of a school. Well, good Lord, let's give you a circle of similar users, whether they're geographically around the corner that have the same learning styles as your child, or they're located in Tokyo with the same deficiency. You know, with the internet, it's become grouping is not necessarily geographically. It's all over by virtual chat rooms, message boards. So a big part of Passport will be really giving you the support mechanism, whatever the problem of your child or the curriculum you're using is. And we see this as a very effective way to open up an understanding of homeschooling, not just from the material out there, but also from all of the people that are experts in it. And we talked about 300,000 or so homeschooling parents, 300,000 or so homeschooling students being pulled by their parents every year. And they need a little bit of a help.
So let me just go back and see if I've got this right. You're going to help do some student testing, which sort of tells us where they are placement-wise, through a whole series of questioning. Mm-hmm. And after you do that and you have this assessment, then the curriculum, which is evaluated for the appropriate age level or student level, is then implemented. And then there's the reporting part that you talked about, because I think homeschoolers have to report to the school district or someone else. So you're going to give us all the technology and database work in order to keep track of that. Is there any kind of other student testing that you do in order to say, hey, how have we done? I mean, do you have tests as well in those courses?
We do. That's one where we're sort of testing the water.
Okay.
Having the advantage of a curriculum owned by us, the math curriculum, we've been able to develop a pretty sophisticated, I think you saw some of the testing that we're doing, which is real-time, what we call randomly generated testing for mathematics. And it basically any test you take is customized for you, depending on your you being the student, depending on your level and your performance and your incremental achievement and your deficiencies. So basically it's very customized testing. and it's been very effective in mathematics, and we think we can go to the next level. So just to get it sort of summarized, really, there's this one we call placement, where the parent really needs to give us some information about the student, and we initiate some curriculum choices there.
Okay.
If you choose to go to the next level and do literally testing or assessment, that's based on the student's performance, literally real time, right on our website. And from that testing, we have a whole reporting vehicle for use. One, to plan curriculum for the parent, to maintain performance for the parent as they're tracking the child's progress, and last but not least, literally to give to the local authorities, because homeschoolers need to be tied into, at the fourth grade level, the eighth grade level, and the 12th grade level, to a local standard that they basically need to adhere to. So in a nutshell, Passport is, in concept, and we're finding in reality as it evolves, in this necessary tool that I have no idea how homeschoolers manage to do it without the crutch or the responsibility of the support tool such as Passport.
And then your ideal is to take all that, put it together, and then build a membership of all these homeschoolers that will have similarities, and they can, I guess it would be an open forum discussion, where you can post questions.
Yeah, membership really is, in this case, has its privileges, because I think you can all the way around service the community much better with a larger group as members, because then they start feeding off each other and learning from each other's experiences.
Well, I tell you what, you've done a great job in the home education field. Again, the website for them is www.greatpyramid.com. I want to thank you for joining me, and I hope that you've enjoyed our discussions. I invite you to join me next week at the same time with more of Three Dimensional Wealth. Thank you.
Thank you, Rory.
Thank you for tuning in to Three Dimensional Wealth with Rory Diefendorf. Please join us again next Monday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time for more tips and strategies for achieving total wealth management on Three Dimensional Wealth, right here on The Bottom Line in Business Talk.